commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Imagine the newsroom of a newspaper, a radio, or a TV station. Somewhere in the corner is a government agent. He roams the halls, randomly looking over the shoulders of the reporters while they are working on their stories. A few times a day, this person would talk to the editor or the news director, and questions would be asked. What story are you working on? Who decided that would be covered? Maybe before the evening newscast, some more questions. What's the lead story tonight, and who chose it? Why is this story being put ahead of that one? Now, any credible reporter knows there's only one correct answer to those questions. It's none of your business. The best news people would throw in a few expletives for good measure. This scenario sounds like the scene at the military-run radio station in Good Morning Vietnam, where all the newscasts that reached our soldiers had to be reviewed by the military's censors. Otherwise, government over the shoulder of reporters sounds like the stuff of a banana republic. But yet this is what the FCC was planning to do in Charleston, South Carolina, part of a pilot program called the Multi-Market Study of Critical Information Needs. It would determine why some news stories get covered and others don't. Government researchers would literally be in the newsrooms watching the reporters work. Now, the feds say participation is voluntary. Well, yes and no. Broadcasters are regulated by the FCC, which renews the licenses of every TV and radio station every 8 years. So a request from the government agency that regulates your very existence may not be considered voluntary by everyone. Most of these requests are greeted with fear. Now, there are a lot of problems with the initiative, starting with the basic lack of understanding of the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of the press. What the FCC proposes to study, the stories in newscasts, is outside the bounds of what the government can regulate. Yet the FCC has already identified the topics that they consider to be critical information needs that should be covered. The environment, health care, economic opportunities, news geared towards women and minorities, and towards rural populations. The government overlooks that, via the internet, we're at an all-time high for specifically tailored news in all of those categories. The FCC's white paper on the study says investigators would also look for news bias, and may even ask reporters if they ever pitched stories to their managers that were rejected for coverage. The FCC even wants to scrutinize newspapers. The commission, which has never regulated newspaper content until now, says that newspapers are fair game because the internet falls under FCC purview. Radio and TV station owners are, as a group, experts on their First Amendment rights. Even though they are licensees, the FCC does not control what is said on the airwaves except in narrow areas, like indecency. License holders en masse should refuse to participate in this study. So far, the government researchers have not showed up in Charleston, and 3 days ago, the study's framework was revised. There has since been a petition against this study by several media groups, and the topic's been covered in the trade papers and was on Fox News this week. So it's possible that the entire bad idea will be shelved. But still, this is revealing about the level of overreach that government bureaucrats can dream up. Now, as for myself, I'm part of the working press every day on my job. I would refuse to answer government questions about my newscasts. And I'd refuse to work in a newsroom where a government monitor was present.